7:02.
And your name again, sir?
John.
This hearing to order. If we could all please, just making sure it's recording. We all please stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think John was saying the Star Spangled Banner.
I could have done that.
Amen.
I was thinking about something else.
Okay, so I am going to read the warning that was put out in the paper for this hearing. Notice of Public Hearing, Zoning Board of Adjustment, Town of Fairhaven, Vermont. The date and time is Monday, December 15th, 2025, at 7 p.m. The location is at the Fairhaven Municipal Building, 5 North Park Place, Fairhaven, Vermont, 05743. The purpose of it is the application for a variance. The description is the Zoning Board of Adjustment shall conduct a hearing regarding an application filed to obtain a variance of rear yard and side yard setback requirements for development on a non-conforming structure located at 17 Furnace Street, Fairhaven, Vermont, parcel ID 21-53-39. Copies of this application can be obtained from the Zoning Administrative Officer at the Fairhaven Municipal Building. So basically, Chip, we're going to, I have to do some definitions and stuff, and we'll talk about conflicts of interest and ex parte communications. And then I'll swear you in, and then you can give us whatever information, written information you've got to present to us.
Thought that was already in the application.
That's fine too.
Okay.
Sometimes people bring other stuff.
Oh, okay. I mean, pictures that can clarify certain things if you need, but it's...
Then we will, you can present to us why you need a variance, and we'll ask questions, and since there's no interested people here, there's some of the stuff that we can kind of gloss over. And then we will, for the most part, see if you have any questions, and then we will close the hearing. So, now I have to ask if anybody on the board feels that they have any conflict of interest in this hearing or ex parte communications.
I just want to disclose that I had communication with the appellant today regarding asking him if he was aware of the meeting. So, that was our communication.
And that was Paul.
Yes.
Making that statement. So the next part that we have to do is I have to give you the definition of what an interested person is, and actually I'm going to have Paul read that for me.
Okay. Interested person under 24 VSA section 4465. As used in this chapter, an interested person means any one of the following. One, a person owning title to property or a municipality or solid waste management district empowered to condemn it or an interest in it affected by a bylaw who alleges that the bylaw imposes on the property unreasonable or inappropriate restrictions of present or potential use under the particular circumstances of the case. Two, the municipality that has a plan or a bylaw at issue in an appeal brought under this chapter or any municipality that adjoins that municipality. Three, a person owning or occupying property in the immediate neighborhood of a property that is subject of any decision or act taken under this chapter who can demonstrate a physical or environmental impact on the person's interest under the criteria reviewed and who alleges that the decision or act, if confirmed, will not be in accord with the policies, purposes, or terms of the plan or bylaw of that municipality. Four, Any 20 persons who may be any combination of voters, residents, or real property owners within a municipality listed in subdivision 2 of the subsection who, by signed petition to the appropriate municipal panel, the municipality, the plan, or bylaw of which is at issue in any appeal brought under this title, allege that any relief requested by a person under this title, if granted, will not be in accord with the policies, purposes, and terms of the plan or bylaw of that municipality. This petition to the appropriate municipal panel must designate one person to serve as a representative of the petitioners regarding all matters related to the appeal. For purposes of this subdivision, an appeal shall not include the character of the area affected if the project has residential component that includes affordable housing. And the last one, 5, any department and administrative subdivision of this state owning property or any interest in the property within a municipality listed in subdivision 2 of the subsection and the Agency of Commerce and Community Development of the state.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so that's when an interested party or person is. And they actually have to be here in order to claim interested party status. Since we don't have anybody here, I'm kind of going to skip over the parts that pertain specifically to interested parties, if that's okay with everybody. Okay. General consensus that that's okay. All right, so, okay, Chip. Do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Very good. And you said you didn't have anything written to present to us, so... Then we'll...
Do you want me to take it from...
Yeah.
From here?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm just going to give a summary of the application, a summary of the denial, and a summary of the application to the zoning board. Will that make things easier if we do it that? Okay. So... Here's the proposed development in the applicant's words. Replacement of kitchen door, outside entrances made of pressure-treated wood, both units. Replacement of one previously existing overhang for the kitchen doorway. Additionally, I would like to add a second overhang to the rear kitchen door. Also proposes a deck from the carriage house, 8 by 20. That's 8 feet by 20 feet. Square footage of proposed additional ground level area is 160 for the deck. And then 2 4-by-4 roofs. Proposed use, entrance exits for both buildings. For kitchen doors, entrance exit off the east side of the carriage house under existing. So here's a little bit about the denial from the zoning administrative officer. This house is in the residential zoning district and is considered a non-conforming structure because it does not meet the minimum side yard 20 feet and rear yard 30 feet distance requirements of the Fairhaven Zoning Regulations Article 3 Section 301 Table 2 dimensional requirements. Fairhaven Zoning Regulation Article 6 Nonconformity Section 602 Nonconforming Structures 1 states in part that no building which does not conform to the requirements of this ordinance regarding an enlargement of a nonconforming building must meet the requirements of this ordinance regarding the foregoing building and lot requirements applying to the district in which it is located. It's very wordy. The proposed roof addition supports posts at the southwest entry door at 10 feet from the side property line and are 10 feet less than the 20 feet minimum side yard distance required by Table 2 dimensional requirements. The proposed roof addition support posts at the northwest entry door at 10 feet, 8 inches from the side property line, are 9 feet and 4 inches less than the 20 feet minimum side yard distance required by Table 2 dimensional requirements. For the above stated reasons, this zoning permit application must be denied. So based on that, there were some questions that I have to clarify all that. I don't want to necessarily run the show. So are there other people that have questions they want to ask? If not, I'm happy to start with mine and we can go from there.
That's fine.
All right. So it sounds to me like there are really three things that you are doing that require a variance. And that is an overhang over one entrance to a, that goes into a kitchen. I guess it doesn't matter where it goes into, but, and that faces the west. And then right next to it is another door. It sounds like it goes into the same large room. And
No, it's actually the two kitchens butt up to each other, okay, on so, that side of the gotcha. House. So
it's two separate
doors
entrances.
That are 10 feet apart or something okay. like that, but one is for the one unit, the other okay. one is for the other unit.
So this is a multi-family dwelling with two units.
Correct.
So, okay, so there's two doors that face the west, faces Burlett's house, and it's fairly in close proximity to the western line. And those two doors, does one have an overhang already or a roof?
So apparently through my investigation with Mr. Adams was that they never got a permit for these. So they already have two, you know, decks going out with steps going down.
Yeah, a little
one handy. Clearly had an overhang, one okay. did not. The one with the overhang is gone. I don't okay. know what happened to it.
So neither of them have a roof right now over
there? No, okay. they do not.
And is it correct to say that each door has a little like landing porch that's
that is
three
correct.
3x4 is what the one of the I think I got it from the Lister's website.
Yep.
Set a 3x5 porch.
Correct.
And you want to have a roof overhang over each one of these west facing doors, and you that would be basically 4x4 when measured with the posts that hold it up.
Yes.
Okay. And then so this is there's still a porch there. So on the northwest side, so these are all on the west side, one of them would be considered northwest, one would be considered southwest. Northwest would be the one closest to Furnace Street. So that proposed development is 10 feet 8 inches from the side side lot boundary.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum side yard setback must be 20 feet. So the reason this needs a variance is because it would still need another 9 feet 4 inches to be in compliance. However, the side of the house is basically like 14 feet from the border.
Right.
So even the side of the house doesn't meet the setback requirement. So that, and that's why it's considered a non-conforming structure. So is that accurate what
yeah.
I'm saying so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they built the house back in that back corner to get as much, you know, yard yeah. as they could out of it. So.
And then as far as setbacks to the rear, that the northwest porch is 29 feet and 3 inches from the rear yard setback. The minimum rear yard setback is 30 feet. So you're 9 inches shy of meeting the rear setback. So is any of this making, if you can't see it, I guess it's hard to picture. So, all right, so that's the northwest. The southwest side, that would be the side closest to the furnace. You want to add a 4x4 roof with support posts to the rear kitchen door. There's still a 4x3 porch there, correct?
Mm.
Are you replacing those little
yes.
porches too?
Yes.
Is that going to be the same dimension it is, or is
yes.
that?
Exact okay. same. The only reason why we're going for the variance is because I'm putting footings in and having posts go up for the supports for the roofs.
Gotcha. So the proposed development on this one is 10 feet from the side yard setback. And this is two, I don't know how to explain it, but the wall isn't, the western wall isn't flush, right? It comes...
It's got a step in it.
Thank you.
It's got a very small step in
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah.
Very small step.
6 or 8 inches, something like
correct.
That.
Correct.
Okay, so this one is 10 feet from the side yard setback. The minimum side yard setback must be 20 feet, so the difference is 10. Also, the proposed development for the southwest side is 45 feet from the front yard setback. Minimum must be 30, so you're fine with that. So again, it's just the side yard setback that we are that you are seeking the variance for. Is all of that accurate? What I said? Okay. And then the third thing is on the east side of this multifamily dwelling, what you're calling the carriage house, is that correct? And on the east side of that is a is there an existing deck on that second floor right now?
Yes,
and
there
is. It's 8x10.
Yes. That,
okay. And you want to replace that with 8x20, so it would go the full length of that side, is that correct?
No, I want to put a deck underneath
it. Oh, underneath it. Gotcha.
For the main level.
Okay.
May I explain why?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So, apparently it was all one big happy family that lived in there before. And they were all using one driveway, and I know renters. So I actually put a permit for the driveway in, so I have a driveway that I put in coming to the back of the carriage house, so the north, what is it? The east side, right? So that I can separate the entrances and everything so that there wouldn't be any problems with parking or anything else like that. So that's why I'm putting the deck on in the back there, is I'm going to put the entrance to that carriage house off of that deck right from the new driveway.
Mm-hmm.
That way they're just completely separate and I'm not going to have any problems.
And then, so the, is there still a deck on the top?
Yes.
8x10? And that's going to stay there?
That's going to stay there.
Okay, so this is, I wasn't sure on that whether it was
a big selling point for that bedroom up there, you know, having a deck off of that bedroom, right?
So. That's true, yeah. So this proposed deck is 2 feet from the rear yard setback. It's flush with the back of the house, so the back of the house is 2 feet from the rear yard setback
right.
as well. Minimum rear yard setbacks are 30 feet, so no matter what kind of deck you put on that, you still wouldn't be within the 30 feet. Yeah, so that's...
And I think we're 45 going the other way, so we're fine on that 30. Or
so,
20, rather.
20? Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
20 to the side.
Going to
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right, you were, let me see where that's, if that's written.
Here it says 79 feet to the next property.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're within the 20 for this side setback. All right, so those were the questions I had or the clarifications I wanted to make. I guess I will stop talking if somebody else has any questions.
Jim, did you have any questions?
Based on the pictures and his application, I don't have any. Looks like you're trying to do a good job.
Patrick?
No, nothing.
Been there before.
Okay. You know the house?
Yes, sir.
Pardon?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Then, if
do
there's...
You have,
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Do you have any questions
no,
for him?
No.
Okay. I actually...
Well, I am proud that you're fixing the parking problem.
I'm sorry?
I am proud that you're fixing the parking problem.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be nice, I think, by the time we're done. It's a cute place, so I'm looking forward to it. I have a lot of interest already. In a lot of places.
So
check
I
the
do-
references.
Yes. Sorry, man.
Are you done?
No, I'm John.
On that back deck, mm-hmm. or east deck, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
So you're going to do the 8x20 on the bottom. Are you going to expand the one on top, or are you just keeping that exactly
the
same?
That's the way
same?
It is. And
okay.
It'll come out the same distance, and it'll just be the full length of the house instead of half on the top.
Okay. Is that just going to be a deck, or are you going to do any coverage over the top of that?
It has a deck over it already.
On over part of it?
Yeah.
So you're saying over the rest of it?
Yeah.
I hadn't planned on it, although I realized that I hadn't put in for a like an awning or something like that over the door. If I put up a metal awning, is that going to need a variance also?
It's not
actually temporary.
You'd have to ask the zoning administrator.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I kind of forgot about that, but I mean, At this point, I've got somebody who wants to take this place in 15 days. I'm not even close to being ready. So I'll deal with that later. But no, okay. I'm not planning on doing anything as of this application.
All right. I was just wondering how you were working that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm all set with my questions.
Well, if there aren't any questions, the next thing we go over is the variance criteria. So you want me to do that?
You already have it right there.
I do, yes. So in order for the Fairhaven Zoning Board of Adjustment to determine if your request for variance from the zoning bylaws may be approved or denied, written responses must be provided for A through F. Please answer each completely and submit your responses with your request for variance. Additional pages may be used as necessary. A. That there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size or shape, or exceptional topography, or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that the unnecessary hardship is due to such conditions and not the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning regulations in the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. And your reply was, the unique physical circumstances are that the house structure was originally placed as far west and north possible to take maximum advantage of the property. Therefore, the fact that the main house and the carriage house are placed feet away from the property line. The proposed deck below the existing would be non-conforming, as well as the small stairways coming from the back door with the covering of each unit kitchen door. All right. So for us, I noted that the answer to that would be irregular shape multifamily two-unit dwelling that was constructed 2 feet from rear property line and 14 feet from western property line on the west side, making this a non-conforming structure. Does everyone agree with that statement? Okay.
Yeah.
B, that as a result of such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning regulations, and that the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. And the appellant put, there is no physical way that the property could be developed with the current request without a variance. And again, I feel the comment should be, it's an irregular shape multifamily two-unit dwelling that was constructed 2 feet from the rear property line and 14 feet from western property line, making this a non-conforming structure. Same answer. Letter C, that such hardship has not been created by the appellant. The current owner received the house from bank foreclosing in its current state. And my note was that the hardship was created when the house was constructed. That the variance, if authorized, will not alter the character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. And the appellant wrote, the request would not change the essential character of the neighborhood, as the stairways are already existing and was one of the two roof structures over these stairs. The proposed yet existing stairways and not existing roofs would be 10 feet from the neighbor residing at 19 Furnace Street. The back property line is 29 feet from the proposed structure. The proposed deck would be 2 feet from the back property line with my neighbors residing at number 26, number 28 on 2nd Street. And my note to that is that the multifamily dwelling has a deck and two small porches with roofs over the entrance and exit, and that does not change the character of the neighborhood. I don't think that makes a place look odd, having a porch and a roof over a door. And the final thing, that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modifications possible to the zoning regulations and the comprehensive plan. And your reply was, the back deck will run along existing house lines. The stairs from the kitchen doors are only being modified to be able to support the roofs placed over the stairs. And my comment to that was, the proposed development is a minor change to existing development. And the last part is this in a flood area? And he answered no, and the proposed development is not in a special flood hazard area. Does anyone have anything they would like to add to my comments? And I think that's it for the application. Yeah.
Did you have anything you would like to add?
This is my first time doing this, so I think you've got it all pretty well handled. I mean,
did you have any questions for us?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm still pretty new at this part. And normally we'd be asking if any of the interested parties
any
or the public.
I know a couple of them, but I don't really see them here.
Must have been pretty good brownies and stuff that I dropped on.
Paid them off well.
No, those things cost money, though, you know.
Yeah.
My wife won't give me any anymore.
Just to do a time blame
check. Her. She's finally smartening up. Sorry.
I used to weigh 280. No, I look at it, I weigh 180.
Just so you know, we have a
yes.
Meeting at 7:30 at 7:29.
I will entertain a motion to
motion
adjourn.
To end the meeting? To adjourn it?
Yeah. Adjourn this meeting part of it. So moved.
I make a motion that we adjourn. Did someone already do that?
John just did it.
Oh, I second it.
Okay. John made the motion to adjourn. Paul seconded the motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're adjourned.
All right.
I am calling this special meeting to order of the Zoning Board of Adjustment for the Town of Fairhaven at 7:35. So, we have to approve the minutes of several meetings. The September 15th meeting, it was the special meeting where it was our reorganizational meeting, and where I became chair and Pat became vice chair, and at that time, Deb Leacona was the clerk.
Mm-hmm.
That's that one. Did anyone have any? I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the September 15th special meeting.
So moved.
I do have one comment. But to what point do I make my comment?
After this motion has been seconded, is for discussion.
Second.
Okay. John Lulick made the motion to accept the minutes. Patrick Frazier seconded that, and we will now have discussion. Paul?
Perfect. Under new business, this is September 15th meeting, right?
Correct.
Under new business, which is paragraph 4, letter B, and there is a statement that says, the warnings needed to be published for 15 days in a newspaper of record before the hearing could happen. And that sounds a little misleading, implying that it needs to be posted for a period of 15 days straight before the hearing can happen. I'm not sure if that was how you said it and you meant something else, or
no,
whether it was
just like
interpreted differently.
Going from paper.
So I looked up the statute, and the statute reads, the warning needs to be published not less than 15 days
before the hearing.
Of the hearing in a newspaper of general circulation in the municipality affected. It's basically saying that it just has to be within 15 days of the hearing, not published for 15 days before
Correct.
The hearing.
We understand that.
Okay.
So we would like to change that statement.
Yes.
To read the warnings needed to be published 15 days
prior.
I'll read it again. So
okay.
I'm proposing that we change it to the warning needed to be published not less than 15 days of the hearing in a newspaper of general circulation in the municipality affected.
Okay.
That's my motion to change it to that.
Okay, and John has changed his motion to approve the minutes with that change.
Yes.
Second?
I second it.
That was Jim seconding the corrected motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And now we will move on to the first of the October 20th public hearings for that's 14 Cottage Street. I will enter. John Lulick made a motion to approve the minutes as written for the 14 Cottage Street public hearing on October 20th. Is there a second?
Second.
Patrick Frazier made a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Approve the minutes for the 14 Cottage Street hearing on October 20th, 2025. Now we will entertain a motion to approve the minutes for 0 Cottage Street hearing on October 20th, 2025.
So as written.
John Lulick made a motion to approve the minutes for the 0 Cottage Street hearing on 10/20/25 as written.
Second.
Patrick Frazier seconded them.
Discussion, please.
Any discussion?
I have, yes.
Paul has some discussion.
I'm joking something up here. So I received an email from Green Mountain Power who read our minutes. Just trying to find his title. Well, anyway. So, we did reach out to Green Mountain Power with some questions regarding 0 Cottage Street. They are an adjacent property owner, but did not participate in the meeting. They did go onto the town website and found a discrepancy. So, here is the email from William Jacobowski. I don't have his exact title, but he is the person that you work with when discussing issues with land and their parcels. So he wrote, "Hi Paul, out of curiosity, I looked at your ZBA minutes for the 10/20 meeting. The attached caught my attention. Mr. Ellis stated, under oath I assume, that GMP is giving its easement up and that he had spoken to Matt Jacobowski. I assume he means me. Matt Jacobowski is my cousin and works for the State of Vermont Division of Fire Safety. I have not spoken with Jared Ellis about his plans at the end of Cottage Street, nor has anyone else at GMP to the best of my knowledge. I wanted you to be aware, since it is now part of the record, which would need to be corrected. Thanks, Jake." And that's, again, Bill Jacobowski. I'm not saying we need to change any wording because we're simply voting on what was said, not necessarily the accuracy of it, and it's not our position to decide whether Jared did or didn't speak to somebody.
Was he concerned about anything that we approved?
No, I just think because
the statement of the person.
Yes, he's representing GMP,
yeah.
And that's not, according to him, a true reflection of what occurred. So he just wanted that in the that correction to be made. So okay. I am bringing it up so the correction, his point basically is in the minutes of the meeting. Not that we need to change any wording, because we're voting on approving what was said. So that's neither here nor there whether, you know, the accuracy of it is between GMP and Jared Ellis.
Right.
It doesn't affect the project in any way, right?
No, not at all. No. I just wanted to get his statement in the minutes.
The town's not liable for anything what they said, right? We just recorded it.
I don't think it's going to change anything what we did.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, right now we are only voting on the minutes,
mm-hmm.
but Paul makes a good point that the gentleman from GMP would like it on public record.
Can we scratch that statement he made?
Well, so it's not in there. He's anymore? Not here to. He maybe it is between those two of who said what. It's, you know, we. I don't want
we just need to have it on public record so it will be in the minutes for this meeting.
Yes.
Just so doing. We don't know the answer to that question. It's right. not for yeah. us to decide, right?
I right. guess.
I just wanted his point of view on the accurately reflected in the minutes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Aside from that?
I say throw that in there. Attach the email to the minutes. Is that what you're suggesting?
To tonight's minutes.
Okay, I'll make like that to happen.
It's my motion to begin with, so I'll have that included in my motion.
Okay. We still just have to approve the minutes from the hearing on October 20th
yep.
about Zero Cottage Street. We're not approving or disproving anything.
I'm not making an
that
amendment.
That was just right. said. Okay. That just has to be put into the meeting minutes from tonight's meeting.
Okay.
So it's on public record.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
That was an aye. I raised my hand. Sorry.
Could they hear that?
That was unanimous.
Okay. Now the next one is the November 3rd. 2025 public hearing for 55 Academy Street extension. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from that hearing.
I was not present, so I don't.
I make a motion we approve the minutes of that meeting.
Paul made a motion to approve the minutes.
I second that motion.
Jim seconded the motion. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. The next one is the November 17th public hearing on 57 Lewis Lane. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes for that hearing.
So moved.
Patrick made the motion.
I second the motion.
Jim seconded the motion to approve the minutes from 11:17. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, guys. Old business.
I didn't know whether that was the appropriate time to actually mention GMP's email, but it's already done, so.
Well, it's nice to know that someone else picked that up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing that we would have known because we were. So regarding old business, hold on, I gotta find my notes. We had after the last hearing, we had discussed a couple of three or four things. One of which Patrick had brought up. Meeting on the 17th was about a shed that had already been built, and we were going to give them a variance after the fact. And one of the things that Patrick brought up is we need to get notices out to the people reminding them to check their zoning regulations before they make any changes to their property.
That's up to the zoning administrator.
So what, but it affects us too, John.
But he is responsible for people to get a zoning permit and do what they want to do.
Absolutely, he is. But we thought, we had an idea, and we thought that it might be a good idea to put into the water bills in the spring, the March water bills.
Well, he can do that.
We are going to put, we checked out if we could put notices, if the town could put notices in with the water bills, reminding people to check their zoning regulations before they make any changes to their property. So I had gone and I talked with Joe about this. This is not something that we have to bring to the select board. It's just something he says, you ask and we'll do. And so come March, they're going to put notices into the billing for the water. Just a reminder.
That's a win.
Just for the recording record, me and Rose did attend the select board meeting and did a little bit bring that up to the chairman of the select board, and they were kind of in agreement with that too, that that's a possibility that we could do that. And the bills have a thing saying about how we have to have a permit, or they do, before they build any project or anything like that. So they get the heads up that way.
Then the other thing we were going to ask them, and I asked, talked with Joe about, and it, again, it was not, well, this was something that we were talking about the budget and upping our budget to include Jenny doing our minutes for us. And so he put an extra $500. We had $500 in the budget. He put an extra $500.
Yes, he did.
So they upped our budget. This upcoming budget, this next budget coming up. And so that was... so that was taken care of. And then I asked him about... Jim, you needed to be appointed officially.
Okay.
From alternate to a real member. He's a real boy. I'm sorry.
That's great.
And
his
so
grandfather
the,
would approve it.
The select board did approve, did appoint you as a regular member.
How long is the term? 3-year term?
He is finishing out.
5-year term.
What?
I thought they're all two.
They're 3-year terms.
Did you get a letter?
No.
No, there's some of them have. There might be a 1-year.
Did you sign
somewhere? I actually, Eileen gave me that, the sheet that I used for the annual report.
My mailbox today.
And I didn't bring it because I didn't think I was going to need it.
Nice.
Yeah. About what time do you think it was delivered? Because they'll have a picture of that package being delivered.
It's between 1:30 and 2:30. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Somebody stole the package out of my mailbox today. It's a federal crime.
That's why I mentioned it.
So next we have, does anybody else have anything about old business?
Nope.
Only when we are, well, it'd be new business, never mind.
All right, well then let's move on to new business.
Maybe it's old business. I'm not sure.
Well, we're in between, so one or the other.
When we place an ad or notice of public hearing in the paper, we need to specify the size. If we don't, they technically can just use whatever size they need to fill their voids within the paper. There really is no reason to have an ad bigger than 3x5 that I can think of.
Half page.
I believe that's the smallest size, and that's in the best interest of the town in keeping things fiscally responsible. We should just do 3x5
is what we've always done.
That is what the fourth thing that I couldn't remember that I brought up to Joe and that I hadn't written down. That's why I forgot it. And he said he absolutely agrees with you. 3x5 is absolutely fine for our purposes.
So you have to specify that whenever you are sending a
And you really paper. Should photocopy a copy of that ad and put it with our letter we get.
That's excellent. For you should be the next clerk. Great idea,
I
John.
I don't have the time. I'm,
I have a, what do you mean you don't have the time?
If you just follow me around, what I do with a health officer, you
I'll scared. Follow you. I do follow you. I'm sorry, we're getting off track.
All that we legally have to do is have a copy of the notice for the file for Phil's office. Everything that's in the notice, Paul has been putting into the letter of, that's going to the applicant and to the possible interested parties. So we don't really need to include a copy of the notice with the letter.
It's not required by statute, but it would be nice to have so they could see that it was, and that way they can't say, oh, you never put it in there. But since it's not required by statute and it's extra work, and I think we're all overtaxed right now with everything to do, I'm keeping it as simple as possible.
We did discuss that with Phil. So,
it's a good idea.
That's what we're, it was a good idea. I know it's been done in the past, but if at this point, I just think simpler is better. None of us really have the time or the opportunity to put any extra to having to do stuff that isn't absolutely necessary. So as far as I'm concerned, I think what you've been doing has been just fine.
The last several ZBA clerks, I believe, have all been an employee of the town in some fashion. I would imagine they use some
Not
of their...
Not including me.
Yeah, and that you were...
I was just doing what they had done.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry, prior to you, and I may be missing some, but the ones that I saw were town employees. So I think it's a lot easier to do some of these extras when you're actually here at the town office and working for the town. You can sort of mesh things together. But when you're somebody who is completely away from the town office, it's a lot harder to accomplish the extras, and you're more inclined then to just do the minimum and what's required by statute.
But I also just want to point out that he puts in an awful lot more detail than I've seen in
that's true
in my time as either as an alternate or as a member of the board. So I think we can forego a little thing like that in respect of all the other stuff that he's been putting into being a clerk. I just wanted to let you guys know that I did up my new business is that I submitted the annual report for the zoning board to Eileen as of this morning.
Well, I did mine already as health officer.
Well, I am behind because I had to be out.
Understandable.
So I did submit that. It's not nearly as short as Cindy's was last year. It's probably a good page long. But I think that as a board, I think we have kind of had so much turmoil, so much more turmoil this year than they had last year.
Turmoil or turnover? Or both?
Turmoil, turnover. We've had a rough year. So, but I think you'll all like it. I think I had Paul check it for accuracy. I went along with the information that Eileen gave me as far as who replaced whom and the terms. And, you know, just basically put out there that we've pretty much doubled, if not more, what, and pretty much, I've been on the zoning board for, as an alternate for like 5 years before I became a member, a full-fledged member last year. I can't remember a year that we've been this busy. I mean, you've been on the board a lot longer than I have, John.
Yeah, doing a lot of things.
But do you remember anything, any year that's been quite...
We usually have from 3 to 5.
Now, in my time, like 2 or 3 were a lot.
Well, yeah, but there's been times we had more. And then there's times you have less, so it's what it is.
So anyway, I mean, I kind of put that in there. I mentioned about that we added Jenny doing the minutes. And then I just, you know, put a nice little thank you blurb to you guys for being supportive this year. Patrick.
Under new business, I'm only the messenger, don't shoot me. I called Phil because I knew you were your mom situation, so I thought I was going to be chairing the meeting, got to know what your state was. And I did understand and heard through Phil that, don't shoot me as they say, another one is coming up for across from the Slate offices down by where the outlet used to be. Somebody is buying that land and they want to put a double wide in there, so that is going to be coming our way. Phil shared that with me, so we do have another one coming, I guess.
Okay. Well, it can't be this year.
Right.
It's coming at the end of this year.
It should be.
It can't be this year.
Well, one thing we have to remember. They have to mow 25 feet from the line of the going up the hill, so the railroad tracks, into the property, so people can see from Prospect Street up the hill and get the hell out of there without getting run over.
But will the property line include?
Yeah.
It goes all the way over there. That's one big, yeah. One full lot.
Yeah. And the best part of it is, maybe they'll put a newest tank up to keep for the water tank to put the fire out in the outlet. This time it'll have water in it. I should stop right there. And Buzz Stockwell was standing on top of the building.
Anybody else have anything? Is there anybody interested in public comment?
I'm a public comment. We're going home.
I will entertain a motion.
You work on third shift, Jim?
I make a motion. We adjourn.
Nope. Second.
Okay, so Paul made the motion to adjourn the special meeting, and Patrick made the second.
Nope.
Any discussion?
None.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.